Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Solid traffic in Dublin, well, we'll discuss that in just a second. While Dublin and New York City, I can tell you, have been linked up in a visual bridge today, and I'll tell you more about that in just a second. A new task force aimed at improving Dublin City will be announced tomorrow. Now, this task force will focus on curbing antisocial behaviour, improving safety and public transport, but it will also look at arts and culture and business within the inner cordon of the capital. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin has said that the developing tent situation at the Grand Canal in Dublin is unacceptable, in his words, for both local residents and migrants, saying the current scenario is dangerous. In the Dáil this afternoon, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, said the moving of tents from Mount Street averted a public health emergency and that action will be taken on the situation at the Grand Canal.
It's absolutely true that a situation has now arisen in relation to the Grand Canal. And I'm telling you, like I told you last week in this house, I stood here and told you we'd deal with Main Street. I'm telling you now we'll deal with Grand Canal. Action will be taken, and I accept your bona fides in relation to this, Deputy Batchick, and knowing that I think it's in your constituency as well. So we can't have, though, and I need to say this, we have to have a broader discussion about migration that isn't just about accommodation. Because if it's just solely one about accommodation, we will find ourselves in a situation where we provide more accommodation and that accommodation will fill up.
And now to discuss the Dublin Task Force and the ongoing situation around tents around the Grand Canal and the city centre, I'm joined by the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Dáithí Ó Rialaigh of Fianna Fáil, and by Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central, Gary Gannon. You're both very welcome to the programme. Dublin Lord Mayor Dáithí Ó Rialaigh, I'll come to you first of all. What is your view on the fact that the tents have now moved from Mount Street to the Grand Canal?
Cormac, I suppose the first thing I'll say on that is the Taoiseach can say that we need to move away from the accommodation problem, but unfortunately that's the problem that we're left with. I think we need to do more. And if you're asking me, I think it's about time the state agencies step up here in terms of what gets delivered. You know, under the comprehensive accommodation strategy that was launched only at the end of March, it says that the department is going to be able to get state lands in. And I'm just kind of sitting here in my office thinking, why can't they look at Thornton Hall, a big massive site out in North Dublin that we spent 50 million on 20 years ago and is sitting there empty? Why can't we do something modular there maybe? Because I think on both ends, one, nobody should have to be sleeping in a tent on the banks of the Grand Canal seeking international protection. There's no humanity there. But I think also, like, it's not right on residents in terms of cleanliness and all this. So why can't we just look at a bigger problem rather than just from thing to thing?
And why can't they, Lord Mayor?
God only knows. Like, that's honest to God. Like, this is not a new problem. When we look at what's been going on in Mount Street recently, we now look at the Grand Canal. And as I said, we keep getting told, well, this is not, it's a bigger debate around accommodation, but we can't seem to house people. They get letters every day to say that IPAS is not in a position to house you, and that's not good enough. So I think we need to move to doing something, probably out near the airport, something like Thornton Hall, that is bigger, it's properly resourced, and it affords everybody the dignity that they deserve.
You obviously feel passionately about this, about the people in the tents, obviously, and the impact in the city. What impact is it having on the city, in your opinion? You're there every day.
Well, there's a couple of different things. Obviously, I feel for people. I don't think anybody should be sleeping in a tent on the bank of the Grand Canal. Like, that's not the kind of country and not the kind of city I want to live in, regardless as people come along. But also the impact it has on people being able to navigate the Grand Canal, the impact it has on the lack of good, clean, running water, the lack of, you know, people being able to wash themselves, to charge iPads, don't do that kind of stuff. We need a better solution rather than just, you know, going from tent to tent everywhere around IPAS.
Yeah, and as the Lord Mayor of Dublin, when you walk around and you see people in tents and so on, and you describe so well the impact it has in the city centre, do you worry about what is becoming of Dublin city centre in terms of, first and foremost, for the people who are in the tents, as you say, and then the impact on business, maybe tourism, the residents themselves?
Well, obviously, we worry about it because you worry about the individual in the tents themselves. We worry about what we've heard in the background about maybe them being attacked recently. And then obviously its impact on the city. It's not slightly, it's not something that should be there. And it's something that an awful lot of people, an awful lot of state agencies need to do a hell of a lot more to come to a more comprehensive solution. And at the moment it's failing.
Let me bring Gary Gannon of the Social Democrats in. Stay with me, Dáil Éireadh, for a second. We did ask the government for a statement on this, and they said the government is making every effort to accommodate asylum seekers during unprecedented demand. The situation remains challenging and the department cannot provide accommodation to all applicants. A triage process is in place for those who are vulnerable and an enhanced daily expense allowance is available to those who do not have accommodation, they say. Significant resources have been put into the IPAS, including a substantial staff increase. A key lever will be accelerated processing, which has been proven to work, so those who qualify for protection get it within 90 days and those who don't qualify get a quicker decision and instruction to leave. Is that progress and working on the problem, Gary Gannon?
No, not really, Cormac, and good evening to yourself and your listeners. I think the government, it's hard to say that they are doing everything within their power. Look, we had the Catch and Day report that was once again updated in 2021 that recognised the scale of the challenge facing the government. And one of the primary recommendations of that report was that the government build six state-run reception centres in which people could be processed, lived within that space while their application is being processed. Those reception centres have yet to emerge. And what the government seems to be doing now, is acting in a state of crisis, moving people from Mount Street and then over onto the canal, and next week it'll be somewhere else. All the world, the Taoiseach offers strong language of deal with and start a conversation. I nearly fell off my chair today in the Dáil when he talked about starting a conversation.
Where are the six centres for in terms of long-term migrant accommodation? Where are they now?
Exactly, Cormac. I've been asking that same question. Yourselves and the Social Democrats have been asking that same question for about 2 years. I'll tell you where they are. They're getting held up in terms of local and European elections because the government don't want to make any announcements that they feel might cost them votes. I'd love to have a list of where those estate accommodation should be. I noticed the Ard Verde there just made one recommendation. I'm sure that there are others, but that is actually what was laid out as a plan. And the absence of these state-run reception centres leaves us in a situation where people are on the streets in tents. But then beyond that, we can be putting calls out for the private sector to see if we have any vacant buildings anywhere. I mean, that's not a plan, Cormac, so I'm enormously frustrated.
Can I ask that the Fianna Fáil, Dublin Lord Mayor, 2 years later, where are those reception centres, Di?
I'd like to know too, Cormac.
But you're in Fianna Fáil, Di.
Yeah, but Cormac, as I told before, I'm the Lord Mayor of Dublin. I'm not the Lord Mayor for the government and I'm not the Lord Mayor of Fianna Fáil.
Yeah, but hang on a second here now. You don't get away that easy because your party leader is the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. The Minister for Housing is a Fianna Fáil man, Dara O'Brien. So you have levers, access to the levers of power. Do you have any inkling? And you're the Lord Mayor of Dublin.
I have no inkling.
This is impacting Dublin, as you say. Do you have any progress report at all?
No, I don't, Cormac. And I think, you know, my position as Lord Mayor, nor do I. I don't get access to that whatsoever. So let's be clear.
Have you saw it?
I'd love to see them. Yeah, well, I'm calling for it. I think Thornton Hall's the perfect site for it.
No, but have you sought a progress report on the reception centres?
Other than calling for them, like I've called for them publicly.
Yeah. And have you ever been contacted by any of your colleagues in government to say this is what's happening?
We get messages, but not as regards that, no.
And what are the... Not about that?
No.
So what about the multi-agency approach that the government talks about?
Well, I literally just said to you when I was talking there in terms of that comprehensive strategy, the comprehensive accommodation strategy, I need to see more on this. Like, as I said in the department, and I've said this a few minutes ago on your show, like, they've been given, they're said they're going to be provided with state lands. We haven't heard anything on that. Yeah. We said we're going to be supported financially by the Department of Public Expenditure. They haven't been yet.
But Gary.
Cormac, and the advert is in an unenviable position there because it's hard to answer questions about a plan that simply doesn't exist. And the reason this plan doesn't exist is in the background of the politics behind it. So that's where their frustration has been. Look, there are other examples. We should be doing an audit of the vacant beds in IPAS and Ukrainian accommodation. The state says there are not as many as being suggested. We don't know because there has been no audit. And all the while, the people who are living in tents in the canal are the victims within all of this. And then the city in and of itself. So, look, this is very frustrating for everybody involved in politics. There should be collective cabinet responsibility, a plan that should have been in place long before now. And today the Taoiseach and the Dáil said we need to have a conversation.
Unprecedented demand, Gary, they've accommodated 100,000 migrants, way more than in the history of the state.
Cormac, how long has this been an unprecedented demand though? I mean, I don't doubt for a second the scale of this challenge. When Minister Roderick O'Gorman was putting out the call for fellows across the cabinet to come into him with solutions, we were echoing morning that calling the Social Democrats and recognition of that demand. But we're 2.5 years into this crisis now, and continuously acting within that crisis is not a plan.
If there is anybody in the department who give us an update on the progress of the reception centres, please send it to drivetime@rte.ie. Can I ask you, Lord Mayor, though, Your Worship, about this task force that's being set up? What will it do for Dublin City Centre?
I don't know, Cormac, is the God's honest truth. If I'm being honest, this task force that's been approved by Cabinet, I think it's just another attempt by Fine Gael to present itself on Tough on Crime, but showing that they've absolutely no clue or no understanding of what's going on in Dublin City. I think the first thing that I'll say is it's been done without consultation with anybody. So neither the Lord Mayor, Chief Executive of the Council, and I'd imagine the Garda Síochána Conn have been consulted about this. And their key stakeholders, you'd imagine, need to be in on the ground floor.
But in fairness, we had the North East Inner City Implementation Task Force, for example.
Okay.
And that's worked, hasn't it? And that was under a Fine Gael government. So that's what they were.
But the reason I'd say, well, we can get onto that in a second, but the reason I'd say is because something like this already exists, I'm not sure what's new here. So in the immediate aftermath of the riots, we convened the City Coordination Office. That's up and running, and it's a high-level group. And on that sit on Garda Síochána, Dublin City Council, Dublin Town, the NTA, Fáilte Ireland, the Restaurants Association of Ireland, the LBA, the Hotel Federation. So I'm not sure what this new report is going to tell us that we don't already know.
So you're saying the task force that they're announcing tomorrow is already in place?
This is exactly what I'm saying. It's part of the City Coordination Office. All these groups that the Taoiseach is saying that are going to take part in this is already in place and was set up in the aftermath of the riots. And maybe if they had reached out, they would have been told that.
Gary, what's your response?
Yeah, and again, not to disagree with the Ard Mhéara on this, but there has been one group that we're consulted with. Fine Gael put out a video over the weekend of the Taoiseach consulting with a group of Fine Gael councillors and a Fine Gael MEP candidate.
Which is good, surely.
Well, they're the only group that has been consulted. There's been no consultation with the HSE, for example, as far as I know, in terms of how we kind of help people who are in various states of chaotic drug addiction or in the streets of Dublin. There's been no consultation with the LGBTQI advocacy groups in the inner city. There's been no consultation with the local community. Look, I do believe...
But that happened surely as part of the task force.
It's a 12-week task force that's going to make recommendations, apparently, but it certainly hasn't started yet. I do want us to have a task force. I've been on your show previously talking about we need some degree of cabinet responsibility for the City of Dublin, but it's got off to a fairly awful start. I'd love to see, look, in terms of the recommendations that should come from a task force, we need more Garda, less tolerance of open drug dealing. We need to have intensive detox recovery beds within the city. I love the idea that the artistic groups are being consulted with. They're the essence of how we revitalise Dublin. But in terms of why I had to start, it just looks like another public relations scheme.
They would reject that, of course, obviously.
Yeah, but the Lord Mayor has mentioned a couple of groups that are already in existence. Look, we have the Taoiseach's Task Force for the North Inner City. We have Local Community Safety Partnership. We have the Joint Policing Committee. We have the Dublin Town Forum. We have the Living Cities Initiative. And the Taoiseach has done nothing to explain to me or anybody else how this task force is any difference to that.
Okay, and I'm sure he'll explain that tomorrow when it's announced. And I must say at this point, I can't wait to hear more about it tomorrow.
Me too.
Can I ask Daidre Osha finally, you're the Lord Mayor of Dublin, as we said a number of times. You have unveiled something very interesting today, an art installation called The Portal in the City Centre. What is it?
Yes, so Cormac, I literally just rushed back from North Eyre Street just to have a chat. So it's an artistic piece that's been done as part of Dublin's designation as being European Capital of Smart Tourism. It's a Lithuanian artist who's after coming up with this idea, and it's a 24-hour portal into the Flatiron District in New York, so kind of where Broadway converges with Fifth Avenue in New York. And we were down there and we were launching. It's going to run until the autumn. And next month, similar portals are going to come on stream in Brazil and in Poland and in Lithuania. And it just shows the interconnectedness of our world. It shows how close we can be. As we were down there, one lady was talking to her mom over in New York. And literally, she was a couple of feet away. But realistically, she was the other side of the Atlantic. So, as I said, it's something nice. It's something decent. It faces onto the Spire and the GPO and O'Connell Street. And I think it'll be nice for as it's there for the next couple of months.
Okay, and people can let us know if they're using it and how they find it as well. Good to talk to you both. Lord Mayor of Dublin, Daithí Ar Óstaigh of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much indeed. And Gary Gannon of the Social Democrats, Míle Buíochas Libbert.